This is a Pinball News production.
How's everybody doing here this year? Really enjoying this Pinball Expo as always. My name is Derek Fugate, and I've been collecting pinball machines for about 25 years. I've been attending this Pinball Expo since 1990, and I'm just going to be explaining what I do on the games and how I shop games out and my technique. I'm sure a lot of you guys might do some of the same things I'm doing, but everybody has their own twist on how they like to do things. So first of all, is this anybody's first expo here? Oh, cool. Yeah, that's great. A lot of new people. So if you guys are just picking up a machine, maybe this year be your first game, or, you know, I'll be explaining what we do here. So when you get home with your game, hopefully you can help, you know, shop the game out and get it looking real nice and everything like that. So thanks. This game here is a Gottlieb Solo Ride. 1979 System 1 Gottlieb. They did make them both in solid state and EM. Of course, the mechanical one is extremely rare. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and set everything out that I'm going to use while shopping the game, and kind of talk about that real quick. And I'll get into actually taking the game apart and cleaning it a little bit here. So as you can see on the playfield here, I'm going to stand on this side. This game is actually one featured in the Classics tournament area over there. There's four games over there. I've been providing a lot of the games here at Expo for the last, maybe 3 or 4 years or more that have been used in the Classics tournament area. So this game is actually, I've already shopped the game out. So the game is shopped, but I'm going to explain a little bit how I do the color wax on the play field, which I haven't done yet, and I'll just go ahead and show a little bit about how I take the game apart and what we do, like, you know, first steps first. So what you want to do, if you can get one of these 6-in-1 screwdrivers, they're just really, really handy. The reason I like these screwdrivers is because, you know, you have the Phillips and the flathead on each side, and then you got two sockets. The two sockets on each end. So this screwdriver here will virtually do a whole play field. It's so nice that I don't have to keep, you know, changing around. So we'll start here on the play field. Jay's got a shot here of this slingshot. And what we'll talk about here is, obviously, we'll just take this rubber ring off. I use the socket on the 6-in-1 screwdriver here. And we'll see if I can do this with one hand. So hold this mic here. Let's see. Now, once you get under here, you'll notice that, like I said, on the screen, it might be kind of hard to tell. But this game was gone over really well with Novus. I use the Novus number 2 plastic cleaner. And what I'm going to do right now is go ahead and remove the rest of these, rest of the post here. I just flipped the socket around on the 6-in-1 screwdriver so it can now get the... It can now get this size post there. So when you're doing a whole play field, you virtually just keep taking everything off the play field like I'm doing now, and just kind of start from there and just you just keep taking all these plastics off, all the posts off. I leave the pop bumper caps. The bodies of the pop bumpers usually on the game. You can take them all the way apart if you're new to taking the pop bumpers apart, though, it's kind of hard to get them all set back in exactly where the contact makes contact with the bottom of the bumper there. So since I've got that removed, the slingshot here, plastic and post, I'm going to go ahead and start with what I would do first with this area to clean this up here. So sec here. I really like using the Novus number 2. Both Novus, I know it's a plastic cleaner, but even on the play field with the wood surface, it seems to be a good cleaner. It's not too abrasive. I don't really like, just depends on what you're going for. I like the Milwax a lot too. But what I'm going to do right now is just go ahead and get some of this Novus on a cloth, and I'm going to go over this area. And after I get this kind of clean, what I'm really going to get into showing is how I clean this area here on the play field. And, Jay, if you want to get a close-up of this down here, if you guys can see on the screen, you've got these hairline cracks in the paint. I don't know if it'll show up on the screen, but this game is really bad for that, like in the black and in the blue. And what we're going to do is we're going to virtually fill that in. So it's going to make it look, you know, almost, I mean, it really cleans it up. And you don't really have to worry about doing a clear coat over top of that, because what I'll do is I'm actually going to paint on the play field a little bit, but we wipe the paint off, and I use Johnson's Paste Wax. And you're virtually taking all the paint off. I mean, you're painting on the play field, and then 99% of that paint wipes off. So you're filling in those cracks with the paint. So, you know, some people might say, well, why would you, you know, paint on the play field like that, or, you know, would that harm it or anything? But what you're really doing is using it as just a color wax, sort of like with a car. You know, say you've got a red car, they make the red color wax. It's just to, you know, hide the scratches a little bit, you know, that you do with a car. So first of all, I'm going to put some Novus here on the play field. I like these little cleaning cloths you can get at Walmart. You get these in the automotive section. I really like these. They're not like the paper towels. They're a little soft. They're real soft cloth. They work real well for using on the play field. So. All right. Okay, here we go. So first of all, I got the Novus on the cloth. I'm just going to kind of go over this general area. Go ahead and wipe some of that in the play field. And you'll see the Novus will do a good job cleaning the play field, but I'm going to get into that magic eraser trick here in a little bit. You guys all familiar with the magic erasers? You guys ever use those on play fields? All right. I figure some people might know about them. You have to be careful with them, but I learned that real quick when I had a machine that I shopped out. It was a pinball collector in Overland Park, Kansas, a guy, Mike Osterdick. He actually showed me how this magic eraser works. And it's pretty amazing, because I had shopped out a game and had sold him a game. And when I did the best I could to clean it up for him, and when he saw it, he goes, well, I'll just shop it out now. You know, and I'm like, you know, I already spent, you know, 20 hours on it. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, well. And then he showed me how this works, and it blew me away. I just couldn't believe it. So I figured, like I say, a lot of you guys might already know about the magic eraser trick, but it's amazing how many collectors or even operators, people, I've seen games that could be cleaned up so much nicer, and they just don't ever really use that. So it's really handy. So I'm going to get into that here on this play field now after I got this Novus. I always like to have Novus on a cloth ready to go to wipe up the play field, because I do use the diluted. I do use a little bit of alcohol, rubbing alcohol. This is a 70%. I don't like to go any higher than that, because you have to be careful. You know, you could strip the playfield paint a little bit. But these Gottlieb and Bally, a lot of the older games from the 70s, they've got a really good finish on there, especially if they haven't been, you know, constantly stripped and cleaned over time. So now I'm gonna set the mic down again and so I've sort of cut these magic erasers in these little squares, kind of like this. And the reason I like to cut these up is because once you start rubbing this on the play field, you're gonna burn up a magic eraser pretty quick in these small squares. But it helps you to get more usage out of the magic eraser, because what happens if you cut them in a big, you know, square piece, you know, 3-inch square or whatever, you'll start using it, and it seems to wear out real quick. But these you can run these down till they're pretty much gone on the field, and one magic eraser will get you through the whole field, the whole play field. What I don't like to do is just go real hard in one area, real, you know, for a long time, and then start going over. It might take you a once over and then do it again. But since, like I say, this field has already been hit with a magic eraser once, and I'm just going to go over it again lightly, and then I'm really going to show the color wax over here on the paint after I do the magic eraser. So I'll show you how I dab this with the rubbing alcohol. And then I followed up with the Novus 2 real quick after we start putting it on the play field. So I'm going to do that now. We'll go over here, Jay, if you can. You'll look on the play field here, and you'll see the yellow over here, which has already been cleaned pretty good. And I'm going to take the magic eraser, and I'm going to lightly go over it. And we're going to take all this dirt and out over here by this orange, by where it says bonus 500, and add extra bonus here. So I'm going to rub this out a little bit, see if I can show you here. See, just kind of like that. I just kind of go over, and it's really good in these white areas to go over a little bit. If you look now, see if you can tell the difference. Let me wipe this up real quick. So if you look here on this side where I just hit the magic eraser over here, you'll still see some of the little bit of hairline cracks and stuff in there. Over here, it almost takes it all the way out, which is really cool. I'm going to keep going down this way just a little bit. So if you go too hard right away at first, you know, sometimes you get carried away with this stuff, and people just, if you go real hard with it, it will bleach the paint out. I mean, if you were to rub that as hard as I could, really, really, you know, for a good minute or so, it would take the paint, it would just turn white, it would just take the paint virtually off the field. So, and I would normally remove this apron scorecard holder if I, you know, were shopping the whole game out. I'm just taking this down here to show here what I was doing. There's, and I'm going to hit this right here by where this lamp socket goes. Do it like that, and then I go right back over it. I like to go back over the magic eraser very, very quickly, because if you don't, it'll leave like a white residue on your play field that looks, I don't know what that is. It's just kind of with the way it, if you go over the whole field with the magic eraser without wiping it down with Novus, you'll have that almost like a film, like I said, on the field, and then it's harder to get, you know, to get off a little bit. You have to wax it again and again and again. So I'm just pretty much, like I said, going over those areas. So there you go. If you see now, you look at the orange flame here on this 500 nat bonus, and you'll see that there's hardly, you know, any of that wear on the play field, or, you know, it's taken that all off really well. I really like using the Johnson's Paste Wax for a wax cleaner. I don't know if you guys ever use this stuff or not, but it's really good. I listened to a seminar one time where Tim Arnold was talking about this stuff and how well he does a hot wax where he heats the play field up with this stuff, and it's almost like a clear coat on your field. It's really good. It's for hardwood floors and stuff, so it really won't harm, you know, your field and stuff like that. So it seems to be really good. I like it. It smells kind of strong. If you're shopping a game in the house and you use this stuff, it's pretty strong smelling stuff. So that's the only downfall to it, but I do really like it. So now I'm going to go over this part of the play field and do the color wax stuff I was talking about by using this and a little bit of paint. I'm going to blend it in and wipe the paint off, and we'll see if it you can see on the screen what I was talking about there. So
I'm going to set this paint tray up here so Jay can show you. You can see all the different colors I've blended in here on this tray to try to get the colors exactly right. At times when I've used this paint in the black, it's easier to do the black because I don't have to really mix the paint. You do have a flat black and a gloss black. Generally, I'll tend to go with the gloss, especially if I'm wiping it all off, because the flat will still leave it. It just looks like a Sharpie just filled in there, and it just doesn't quite, I don't know. I don't like the flat black as well as I do the gloss black, so I'm going to try that. You can buy that Tester's model paint. You go, again, Walmart or Target. You can get them for about $8. It gives you a variety of about 8 colors. And they do have another color set now that you can get, like the, I believe they call it the Army, you know, for painting like Army tanks and stuff. And it's all different colors of, you know, greens and grays. And it's pretty cool. You don't have to mix. Don't have to mix as much with that.
So when you do this, you may have to go over it a few times. The first time, you might take most of the paint off, and then you just kind of step-by-step process. You'll see as it cleans up here. So the nice thing is, once you start doing this, the paint on the you get a lot of the paint on your on the cloth. So you notice the paint, you see the cloth turning black from the paint coming off, but it really will not, you know, get on any other colors. So, you know, you see the orange and the pink and the blue here, but since you're wiping all this paint back off, you know, you start with it like this, and then you kind of fill in these areas, and then you take the dry part of the cloth and go back over it like such. Now see, you can look right there, you can see there's still a little bit of areas that I'll go back over again. But as you do this step, it fills, what it's doing is just filling in the cracks of the paint with the model paint, and then you're just taking it off, and it's just back and forth, you know. So it's really cool. I had a Captain Fantastic one time. That's not mine. That's in the classic area this year. But I had one time, and it had the blue paint that's really hard to match on the playfield. It's kind of that midnight blue color playfield. And it had the really bad wear spot over by the drop target bank where it can have that wear by that upper flipper. And I ended up cleaning that, doing the paint like this, building up. It was wore to the wood. And I actually built it up doing this technique I'm saying here where you're just painting in the play field, and it never came off. I mean, the game was played, I don't know, thousands of times, and it was amazing how you would think the model paint without clear coat over the paint would wear off, but it just stayed right on there. So the stuff's pretty good. So I'll just go over this just one more time, and I would say after this time I'll just try to – we'll see if we can get it to fill in a little better. It's really good, though, for any of the machines, Stern, Bally. They're all these games with the black paint on the play field. It tends to, like I said, you'll notice that it will have the hairline cracks in the black paint. It's just they're usually kind of bad for that. So can you see how that's like blended in now? I mean, it was a lot worse before. And you do a whole if you do a whole field like that, you'll really notice the. The colors, it really blends in well with the paint on the playfield. The black's the easiest color. Sometimes you have to mix the colors a little bit, but I like to do the Johnson's Paste Wax with this, so that's what I really wanted to show. And then, and we'll go back up here if you want, Jay. I'm going to show up the top of the playfield here. This is another area that's a great candidate area for that. Is if you look right up here where this scores bonus is, we're going to try to hit this up here. This game had a Mylar, it's one of those slingshot protectors at one time that was covering this area. That's why it's kind of wore in this half moon, I don't know, shape area up at the top. When that was pulled off, it kind of took some of the paint off the play field. That's why you have the little white specks in there that looks sort of like the stars area there. So... go back to the Nova side of this cloth. We'll just kind of wipe this up a little bit and get some of this dust off the field. We'll start with that. And the Novus is good for really good, like I said, surface cleaning, plastics. It's really good for cleaning your plastic set. I've never had any problem with using the Novus and just taking the paint off a plastic set or something like that. So, you know, I've never done the clear coating on the play field, but I do know some people that do. If you guys remember last year here, if any of you guys were here last year, I had the Bobby Orr power play that was in there that was totally restored and clear coated. It was one of the tournament games in the classics area. And that game was done that way where the guy had touched up the paint. Clear. I mean, no, you know, I didn't do all that with the clear coating, but it's kind of like prepping it is sort of what I do here. I'm really not for sure if the model paint would wear off, I mean, do that or not. Even with clear coat, it's hard to tell over time if the clear coat's even going to, you know, how it's going to lay, you know, and stuff like that. So, oh, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah, you do. If you get a play field prepped for the clear coating, it's best to just a magic eraser and don't use any wax on the field. So that way, when you do clear coat it, like, you know, like you're saying, the wax doesn't bubble up. Over time. But the good part about that, I say, is that everybody has a preference. I think once you clear coat a play field, it plays a lot different. I mean, they play faster. They play totally different. I really enjoy playing pinball myself. I play in a lot of tournaments. And as a player, I just believe that a natural wood play field just seems to play the way the game was meant to be played. I mean, I know the clear coating's fine. It's great. And it might preserve the play field longer in the long run. But as long as you keep your play field waxed and cleaned, I never had any problems with that. He uses just a heat gun. He basically takes a play field and he puts the Johnson's Paste Wax on there like that and heats it with a heat gun. You know, and it just spreads out, and kind of what he was saying is that it's hard to see, I guess, with you know, if you had it under some kind of microscope, you'd see that wax just kind of blending in, and he talked about how it was layer upon layer. He would do it three times with the paste wax to virtually give you like a clear coat finish with the paste wax on there, you know, and stuff. So up here in this area, again, like I said, I just wanted to show again, we're going to go up here in this yellow. There's some ball swirl up here. Move that out of the way. And we'll clean this area right here real quick again. With this, do one more demonstration here with the magic eraser, and then try to hit this area real quick again here with this yellow up here. So you can really see how it's cleaning up. Like if you look down here by the pop bumper where my finger is here, it's pretty dirty. That's about as good, like I said, if you use Novus and a cloth, I mean, you have to go super hard for a long time to get it cleaned up. But if you use the magic eraser, if you guys can see right there, that's clean up really nice. It just brightens it up so much more. We'll hit these stars a little bit here. There we go. See, if you look at those stars right there, the ball swirl's completely out of those stars right there. I mean, it's really good. And you just have to know, since it's already had a once-over before, you go over it again, and you're probably just stripping off some more of that top coat. I mean, off. Just you're actually taking the paint down, you know, with the magic eraser, but you're just taking that top coat of dirt, you know, trying to take that off, and that's why it's a really good candidate to use the clear coating. Like we said, if you do the magic eraser, you don't put any wax on there. If you're gonna clear coat it, just don't wax it. Just use the magic erasers, take that area down, and then you know you could. If it needs some touch-up, again, like I said, I think the model paint's fine, but you'd have to probably check with some people that do that to see what kind of paint, you know, that you want to use there. So, and that's why you want to take these posts off, like around these, anywhere you have the posts, it's better to just take those all the way off on a game when you're doing your full shop job, because if you don't, you've seen those games where the wax and the all that gets caught in those posts, especially those Bally post with the ridges in there, you know, or Williams. I mean, you see the really bad wax build up in those. And I just usually take all those posts off and soak them in a cup. Like I'll take a plastic cup, take all the posts off, just put them in the cup with some diluted Windex or something, and just clean them with a brush, get all those really clean, put them all back on, you know, let them dry real good, and then, you know, put them on the field. And that's a good way to clean all that. So. So Jay can show down on the playfield real quick again. This is the difference. This is the area I just hit. He's going to show a close-up of here with the yellow, and look at the white stars. And as he goes over here to this other side with his other pop bumper, it was just, I did clean this playfield with Novus and stuff and clean it. But you can see how quick it's starting to, even the ball swirl in here in the white and in the white stars, the yellow paint there where the flames are, just a lot more vibrant in the area that you just hit, you know. And it's... Sometimes, you know, you do a play field, it's enough that you can definitely tell a big difference, but it's not so night and day that, you know, if you have the game side by side, it's a lot more fun when you're doing it because you can see the paint. You know, when you take a magic eraser and you've gone over a play field that you use Novus on and you hit it with the magic eraser with a little alcohol and you see how dirty that's getting, you know you're still taking dirt off the field, you know, until you virtually, it's always nice to know because... That's what's nice about the magic erasers. They work real well for that. So, and another good game for that was any of the games that are three colors, like if you had a power play, Evel Knievel, games that have a lot of red, white, blue on the play field, those are really good games to use for the color matching the paint I was talking about with the red and the black and the blue and white and all that. So that's pretty cool. So I'll go over this part here where these little stars kind of are, or not stars, but where this Mylar was covered over, and I'm just going to go over that real quick and try to do the color, paint the play field again, and we'll go back over it. That. So I'm going to touch up these little areas first. Let me get some more paint on here. So, and like I said, it's just enough, you know, that you do tell a difference in there. It's a lot of us pinball players, you know, we restore games and you try to do your best to
to bring a play field, you know, back from that's really, really dark or really dirty, and it's got nicotine stains on the field and it's really yellow. You guys have probably shopped any games out where it's just kind of almost got like an orange film on the play field, and you just have to keep going over it and over it and over it to clean up. But that's pretty much what I like to do. And it just, the Johnson's Paste Wax gives you a really nice, fast, you know, it cleans up the play field, gives you a nice surface there to work with. And like I said, the mill wax is really good too. I just don't use it as much, but it's good for a real quick. If you're just going to go over your field real quick, I like using the mill wax to go over a play field just fast. But, you know, yeah, pretty much like that, you know, stuff I do. But it's really fun. Like I said, you guys can start using the magic erasers and cut them into little squares like that. There's a little bit of the alcohol, and you'll really tell a big difference in areas of the play field with the hairline cracks and stuff like that. And it works out really, really well. Right, yeah. Yeah, you just... And like I said, I've noticed, too, what I like to do is use the 70% the alcohol, you know. Another thing kind of interesting I could show real quick behind the glass here on this game. Oh, yeah, we got to move this here. If you look here on the back, this is kind of interesting. This is another thing I do on these on the lamps back here. I take these lamps and just dip them down in paint. You know, it's not it looks like an LED probably from there, but this is just a standard 4447 lamp. And I just hold the back of it with and dip it down in paint. I don't use the model paint. I use like acrylic, or I use the water-based paints that you can buy at like a hobby store. And this was hot pink. Now, these lamps have been on for a long, long time. So obviously, like, you know, you look down here on the field, like this one here, it has, you know, they do wear, they'll kind of wear down after they get hot. But like this one here is really neat. The way that looks so nice is that I take the bulb and hold it with some needle-nose pliers, dip it down in there and hold it up, and it'll kind of drip off, and it actually turns out that nice a finish. You don't see any ball swirl. It's not like me taking a paintbrush and just painting that thing. It's actually a perfect smooth. It looks just like an LED when it's on. It's pretty cool. So if anybody was restoring a Mars God of War or Volcano Gottlieb, you notice nowadays in the back glass, people just take the red lamps. Like now they make the 44s or 47s, and you can see through them. You can see the filament kind of through the lamp. But the original Gottliebs were painted. They looked like painted bulbs that were just solid. I call them like almost like, think of it as like a Christmas light, those big C7, C9s. That's what they look like with the red lights that go around the backboard. So one time I thought about that, I just tried some different colors of red paint, dipped the lamps in there, put them in the back, and you couldn't tell that it was an original lamp. It was just all new lamps, but they looked just like the original game would have been, you know, when it was new. So the reason I put those back there is if the this glass, where it's got some of the pink on the horse and stuff, I wanted to you know, not have the lamp shining through the cracks in the paint. So I just do that, and it's the same thing. You can buy the little rubber covers that they make for pinballs. You know, they have the little blue and yellow and green, but you don't have all the colors, like hot pink. One time on a Williams Darling machine, on the back, where Darling has the hot pink, you know how they use the Dayglo colors on the Williams games, I dipped 455s in that. That's what's kind of cool, because you don't see a flasher lamp where it's round. You can't put the cover over top of them. And there was a little bit of flaking just in the Darling sign on the back. And when I put the 455s in there and it was all flashing, you couldn't see through. It looked like the glass was perfect from the front. I mean, then when you look behind, it's like, what are those hot pink lamps back there? But they're just really a new, unique idea. But when you dip the lamp in the paint, the acrylic paint, you pull it up, you think it's going to look bad because it's dripping off the bottom, and you think it's not going to look good. You just let it drip for a while and then set it back up on its top like this. And then as the paint will come down on the metal base of the lamp, and then you just scrape that off or whatever you want to do. Like I said, this one has been on for a long time, so the lamps are starting to fade out. Probably needs to be done again, but they still look nice. You're still coated better than if they were not painted, so you don't see it through the glass. So I do like doing that. That's a neat trick, especially with the flashing lamps. It's pretty neat that you can dip a 455 flasher lamp in there, and it gives you that effect, you know. Yeah, that's pretty much, like I said, what I do there. And do we have any more questions and stuff? Okay.
Oh, yeah, 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 that's great. Let's try, we'll try that real quick while we're talking here. No, that's what's nice is that, yeah, like you say, you look at this insert here, it's got the, we'll try it here a little bit, I'll show you. What's nice is when, you always remember too, that if you go in here and you made a mistake, and you know, it's not like you leave this paint on, even if you left it on, I'm sure a long time, you could still get it off, but if you put this paint on there and you look at it 30 minutes later, it's like, oh, I don't like that. You could always take the magic eraser, alcohol, and you'll wipe it right off. So it's almost like, oh, you can erase. You can go back and take your mistake away if you make a mistake painting. And that's why when I wipe the paint off real quick, that's why it's nice about the using the cloth. That it, like Tom was asking there on the paint here, like we'll just put a little bit on here. And even if it gets on the plastic, it'll come off when I wipe it off with the as you see, I put this on here first, and it looks good, but it might get a little bit on the blue or a little bit off, you know, like that. Like right here, I'll kind of do that right there to show you. Like I kind of paint over on the blue a little bit, get a little bit on there. And okay, so we paint that on there first, and then I'm going to take the cloth, put the paste wax on there. So you see there, it's not perfect, but it's a lot better. And like in the yellow, you just get that off, and it just comes off, and you just kind of buff it with the clean part of the cloth, like that. And you kind of let the paint, you know, dry there a little bit more. Maybe sometimes you hit it, and it takes it again and again and again. But see, it's already quite a bit better than it was, you know, and it's been waxed over. So that paint, you know, you can touch up those. A lot of people, again, use Sharpies and stuff, but I just like the paint, like the model paint's a little better because the Sharpies seem like they just don't look quite as good for some. I don't. In my opinion, they don't. You can kind of tell with the yellow. It just, I guess, because you can't mix the paint. You know, in some colors, if you really want to take it to that level, the paint will dry differently. So, like I said, when I was trying to touch up the Captain Fantastic, it's very hard to get that color bluish purple on the playfield because that's a hard color to mix with the blue. So, you know, kind of like that. So, we had a question over here. I think we should.
Yeah, that paste wax you're doing, when it dries, you get flaky. It looks like it's kind of more of a wetter. I mean, I use just like a Carnauba, you know, a wire or something.
Yeah, like a car wax or something?
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the things I like. Yeah, I like the paste wax because it doesn't leave that. We're talking about that residue where if you don't get all the wax off a field, you leave that. Yeah, and then it's hard to get that white residue off. I mean, you have to literally go back and wax it again. It's not like you just take a dry cloth and come off. It's almost like it's painted on there again. You know, it's like you really gotta get it clean better. And they make that. They make a paint. They make the Johnson's paste wax. They do make it in a liquid form too. I've never used that. I don't know if any of you guys ever used that. I've seen it now in the store. It probably works about the same, but I like this type a little better for using that.
So it doesn't dry and harden or flake like that.
Well, it will harden up. I mean, if you get it smoothed out, right. If you were to leave like a chunk of that orange on there, I mean, it would just. I mean, I think you just take it off. It's not like it'll harden up more after it goes on. That's why you keep it sealed so it doesn't stay kind of moist.
Yeah, you're not going to get the flaky dough or the whiteness.
No. That's what's good. Yeah, yeah. It's pretty strong, you know. Yeah, I mean, even in this room here, if you kept that can open long enough, you'd probably smell that stuff. So it's, I don't know why it's just that bad, I guess, but it's just whatever's in there, it's pretty strong.
But where do you get that?
You can buy the Johnson's Paste Wax at virtually anywhere. I think you can get it at, can you get it at Target, Walmart? I think you can, can't you? Or not?
Home Depot.
Yeah.
I know, like Home Depot, I think you can even buy it. If I'm not mistaken, you might even be able to buy it at those stores too, like Target and Walmart. If not, like you said, you can get it at any Menards or Home Depot or all those places like that will carry it. The Novus is a little harder to find. The Novus, luckily you can get it here at these shows and stuff. It's made in Minnesota, but one time I found some, again, by accident. I ride motorcycles, and I was in a motorcycle shop, and I was just for dirt bikes and stuff, and they had some Novus like all over the shelf. I'm like, oh, cool, because they use it for the plastic on the bikes. You know, it's like, oh, it's a good place to find it. So if you find a Yamaha or Suzuki, you know, probably won't find it in the Harley-Davidson shop. You know, there's not much plastic on those bikes. But if you find it like in a regular dirt bike shop, you know, you can find it pretty good price on it because they probably don't sell a whole lot of it. But that's another place I found it.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah. The Meguiar Step 2.
Yeah.
Same product. And you can get that at any of these.
Oh, cool.
You got the Step 3, which is the last Step 2 is their top plastic polisher.
Oh, wow.
It's just as good as the old.
And you can get that at where? Any
Pep Boy, any of the local auto stores.
Okay. Meguiar Step 2?
Step 2.
That's kind of good to know.
You guys, so.
What we see with the wax is the whole purpose of the wax is to protect the fields. So literally creating barriers in the ball and that actual artwork.
Right.
And unfortunately, you've got to get that white resin and really put enough of that wax on there. You should see it soak in your field because the field absorbs it. You finally want to get this shiny last layer there. You're going to get that white resin. But that's the whole purpose. That's why armor is going to last forever. The permission to keep people replacing fields, but nowhere near what these other guys do. Their fields when they're replaced is still important.
Yeah.
You know, but that's why.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. And the games that have a factory Mylar field, I've got several games that have a factory Mylar play field on them, and I like to leave that Mylar on there. I know sometimes the Mylar, it might, you know, if it gets bad, it starts bubbling up a little bit or whatever. But, I mean, I've got, a lot of my games, you know, Alien Star, Eldorado City Gold, Dolly Parton, Globetrotters, just off the top of my head, you know, have a factory Mylar play field. I even had a Space Invaders with a factory Mylar field. I mean, it was amazing. I think it was just gorgeous, you know. And some people are like, oh, you got to take that off of there. I'm like, gosh, no, you'll ruin it. You know, I saw a guy ruin a field on a Silver Ball Mania, factory Mylar, beautiful game. It's like a home use only game. It's a collector in Indianapolis. And I looked at it, he's like, oh, I just want to take that off of there. Now, again, like I talked earlier, it plays different than the wood play field. It will be more like a clear coat. But if it's got a good factory Mylar field on there, virtually last forever. I mean, you keep them novus and it looks great, you know. And he started taking it off, and it came off really, really good up into one area, you know. And it was like he was trying to pull it off, and it's like it just pulling up the paint. And again, you're seeing those really compared to this, like very strong cracks because it's just pulling the paint. And it's like, oh no! I mean, that game was gorgeous, you know. So, in my opinion, if it's got a factory Mylar field, I'd rather leave it on. That's my opinion because it saves the field. And we're talking if it's done from the factory where it's got a thicker Mylar, you know, because sometimes the after, you know, it looks like a piece of tape or something that's real thin. But if it's a real good Mylar, I really like that on their game.
It's safe.
You can shine, too. I see you buffing it.
Oh, you can buff, yeah.
Like glass, so you've got that hazy.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the buff them, like you say.
Right.
And it's solid on there.
Right.
I see you buff that with the pulpit head, some buffing compound.
It's amazing.
Like it's a third.
That's like the comet there, Tom, with the factory Mylar field. And then you hit the magic eraser on the sides where the train tracks go, and it's just gorgeous. I mean, it's just like anywhere the Mylar's next to, you do the magic eraser trick, and it just turns out amazing. I mean, it really is good. I mean, people walk up to the game, and they can't even hardly tell, because you know how normally that line where the Mylar goes, you'll be able to see like a fine line there. But if you actually take the magic eraser and lightly go over where that Mylar meets the field, the wood field, you'll take that dirt line off. You can't hardly tell. I mean, you got to get down there with a, you know, almost a magnifying glass to see it. It's amazing, you know. But it's fun. It really is. Like I said, this game is not, you know, it wasn't a. It is what it is. There's a lot of mistakes on the field, or you know, there's areas that I didn't cover up. Like somebody, there's another one of these half moon protectors here, and they covered up an area right there that you can see that. You can't get to because the Mylar is over top of the bare wood there. So you could take that up. But, you know, when Mylar is on that good, I've tried to take it off, and you can use different techniques, but it seems like it's always a risky thing taking the Mylar off. I don't know. I just never feel comfortable doing it. So I just left a few of the Mylar that was on this field on there. And, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, and also the magic eraser is really good for area on the back glass. I mean, behind the back glass where the lamps are, you know how you have those little streaks where the heat from the lamps is kind of wear up on the back?
You don't have to go back there and repaint the whole thing, you know, white or, you know, with paint or take all the lamps out. I just take the Magic Eraser, same way, dilute it with a little bit of alcohol, and just rub it gently on the white, where it's white wood back there, and it's amazing. I mean, if you guys ever done that before, it looks just like it's been repainted, you know, and it's a great way. Again, you got to be careful, but where it's already white to begin with, it usually stays fine. I had one problem with a Williams game. One time I was going over it, and the magic eraser, if you hit it too hard on the back, it will take it almost down to the wood. The white paint will come off. So you just have to be gentle with it and go over. But it's really good for cleaning up all those burnt marks. I know they don't really matter. You can't see them behind the glass. But take the glass off. You want it to look clean, a little bit better. That's good for that, too. So I use the Magic Eraser a lot. I do. I use it on the play field and do it for a lot of the areas of the playfield like that, and like I said, I don't use it on the plastic sets. I just use the Novus on those. Anybody else have any questions or anything else that you guys do, or some, like you were mentioning about the certain types of, any other types of waxes or cleaners that you like to use? Or
the one thing I don't do is the Magic Eraser bag, box, and valley.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You mentioned on the backboard or the ballys, they're real rough wood sometimes. I've even had a few ballys where it looks like they had the cutter too close. You ever seen that where it's like you can see like right in the wood, like somebody connect the dots with a line, you know, where the router was too close when they did that. And that, but they will, they'll tear up some Magic Eraser pretty quick. So you have to go over them, you know, pretty good. So I hope that, like I said, that from what I've shown a little bit here, it's the cutting the Magic Erasers in small squares is a great idea, and the color wax is okay. Imagine when you paint the play field, you don't have to worry because you can wipe it right off again if you make a mistake, and it'll really help you cover up the hairline cracks in your play field, and it does a really good job. I hope that I've been helpful a little bit on showing some of this stuff today. One more question?
Oh, yeah, cabinet.
The cabinet, yeah. In fact, that Magic Eraser is really good on the cabinet. If you take the, you could again take the whole block and go over the cabinet. It's amazing how much you can take off the cabinet for the, if it had, you know, nicotine, if it's all orange or something, you know, people sometimes spray them down with Simple Green or Windex and watch it just ooze down. I use the Magic Erasers with sometimes soap and, like, soapy water. Just go over the cabinet real good and then draw, you know. It does a really good job for, you know, the cabinets, too, and stuff like that. So that's, yeah, you can do that, too.
I usually Vein Green it first.
Yep, Vein Green it and go over. Yep. You can buy the Magic Erasers at any store, again, like Target, Walmart. In fact, I picked up some of these at Target right up the road here last night. I got the Target brand again because it's about $2 cheaper. You can look at it. I don't believe there's any. You can pull one of those out if you want to look at it. There, it's just a block. Looks like a block of soap. You know, they're just, I don't know. It's foam. You can get them anywhere, and they're really good, especially for anything else you're cleaning. I mean, like you say, for virtually anything in your house, or just, they're really good because of the way they're designed. It just takes off a lot more, cleans a lot of areas you couldn't get with a regular cloth.